Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Genesis chapter 14. We're continuing our series this week of 5 Minute Fresh Starts on giving, on donating to the Lord, acknowledging Him with our wealth, with our increase, acknowledging that we were bought with a price and that nothing is ours. Everything belongs to Him. And so here I want to look at the tithe. You know, people get all twisted when it comes to tithing. And, you know, tithing was in the law, and they were commanded to take the tithe. But the tithe started way before the law. The tithe started as a matter of heart, as a matter of faith in God by Abraham. In fact, Genesis chapter 14 and verse 14, it says, "Now when Abram heard that his brother," that's Lot, "was taken captive, he armed 318 of his trained servants who were born in his house and went to pursue him as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them by night, and he and his servants attacked them, pursued them as far as Hobah, which is in the north of Damascus. So he brought all back, all the goods, and he brought back his brother Lot and his goods, as well as all the women and people that were with him." Verse 17, "Now the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Sheol," that is the king's valley, "after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer, the king who was with him. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was a priest of the Most High God. He blessed him and said, 'Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth.' And he blessed God the Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hands." And he gave him, Abraham gave him, a tithe of all." Now, just, you know, let's just look at what happened here. So Lot was taken, all of his goods. Abraham goes out after him. His name's Abram at this point. He recovers all, and two kings come to meet him. One is a representative of Satan, the king of Sodom, and one is a representative of Jesus, actually, Melchizedek, which is a type of Jesus in this particular case. He was a priest of the Most High God, so Abraham and him believed the same God. He blessed Abraham, and he blessed him and said and gave all the glory to God for allowing Abraham to get back what he desired to get back. Abraham took all that he got back and gave to Melchizedek a tithe, a tenth of all. The conversation continues. "Now the king of Sodom said to Abram, 'Give me the persons and you take the goods for yourself.'" This tells us that Satan is more interested in bringing souls to hell and bringing people under his domination than he is on the wealth of the earth, because he really is the god of this earth. And so he wants people. He wants to take possession of people more than he wants good. And Abraham's response to the king of Sodom, "I have raised my hand to God, the Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth. I will not take from you a thread of a sandal strap," which we would say, you know, a shoelace, "that I will take anything that is yours, lest you say I have made Abraham rich, except only the young men that have eaten and what portion of men that who went out." And, you know, so Abraham did not want Satan or anybody in the world to believe that they made him rich. He wanted all of the glory to go to God. He recognized why he was prosperous. He recognized why he won that victory. He recognized that it was God that gave him the power to get back everything that was that he went out after, and gave him this great increase in his life. You know, the tithe is not a command. The tithe is a heart response. The tithe should be a heart response to God, saying, "You own 100%. I'm going to give you 10% of that, you know, toward your kingdom, toward the establishment of your kingdom, toward the growth of your kingdom here on earth." And we're even commanded to give more. If we did a complete study on giving, the tithe would only be a part of what we give God. But here's the thing. We need to be tithers. We need to, and it's not of the net, it's of the gross. You know, if you had 100 acres back then, or 100 sheep in your fold, you gave the 10% increase that came in that next year. So 10 acres, the first 10, where the tithe should be the first check that we write. Anyway, that's our message for today. I ran over. please share, follow, and like this on social media. Or if you're on our website or phone app, please share it out there so that we can grow and touch more people. And if you're not giving to us, you should. If we're speaking into your life and you're using our material, pray about donating as little as $10 a month. We're praying for 400 $25 a month or more donors so we can have this foundation to hire people, to advertise, to market our stuff. We give everything away for free. People order 10 workbooks and all they do is pay for shipping. It's all free. Our partners pay for that fruit. Anyway, God bless you. Have a great day. Thanks for watching.